It was not a child like expected. He bled. His chest was bleeding. I had expected hot roaring fires. I had expected a child of frightful appearance. It was but a small baby that bled and could not talk.
Now what about his parents?
Didn't you read my report?
It said they committed suicide. I have to know more than that. You didn't list your sources of information on his early life. I need to know.
Ask Natari. He can tell you everything.
Who?
Natari, his uncle.
He comes every week to visit his nephew. Natari used to exhibit him at the carnival until we discovered him and brought him here. If you'll turn to the financial report near the back, you'll see that we pay him a small gratuity for the privilege of studying his nephew. We pay him by the week, and he stops in to pick up his check and talk to his relative.
Talks to his relative?
Yes, Natari talks to Joe every week for an hour.
Does he understand?
I don't know.
The father pulled the baby up and beat him into breathing. He laid the baby on the bed and went outside the house. After a little while, my sister by law got to her feet, and she staggered after him. I tried to stop the bleeding of the baby's chest, but I was too scared about my brother and my sister by law. I ran outside. They laid side by side in the black earth of the garden. They were dead and 5 days decayed.
Can you hear me? I'm not going to hurt you. I have a glass beaker. I am only going to collect a little of your blood. Never stops flowing from his chest. There. I'm leaving. What are you? He's cupped his hands. He's collecting his blood. He's drinking. Drinking his own blood. Ow!
I took the little one into my home. But the bleeding sickened my old woman and she died. So I took the bleeding one to the traveling show. The white people there did not sicken and die at the sight of his bleeding.
What happened? Here, take a sip of this. Here, take another one. It's only whiskey. What happened?
He drank his own blood.
What? Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
Are you absolutely sure he drank his own blood?
Of course I am. God, he's an animal.
Damn.
He did it on purpose. Just because I collected a beaker of his blood.
You collected a beaker of his blood?
That's what I said.
Oh God, it's happened again.
What the hell are you talking about?
When I heard you scream, I came running. There's no glass on the floor.
Don't be ridiculous. I had it with me.
Hoberman, this is Santel. Have room 473 search for a glass beaker. Delay his feeding time if you have to, but find that beaker.
What's wrong?
Look, something strange has developed in the last few weeks. Our monitors have been picking up unusual activity levels. His heartbeat and galvanic skin responses have been fluctuating wildly.
What does that have to do with the glass?
Well, a week ago, during one of his strange activity levels, the observation port on the wall of his room disappeared.
Disappeared? How?
I have no idea. We found traces of melted glass on the floor of his room. But what disturbs me the most is that we could detect no coronary activity at the time of the disappearance.
What?
That's right. For 2 hours, his blood was circulating and his heart wasn't functioning.